This is 260 words a minute, hopefully. Ready? The people who are responsible for seeing that we continue to drink tea are not as happy at the present time as we might have expected. It has been calculated that at a tea break in offices and factories, the volume of tea that is drunk is sufficient to float 40 of the largest size of liner. Why are the tea producers unhappy when there is such a large consumption of tea? In the first place, it appears that outside of the factory, the consumption of tea per head of the population is getting less, both in this country and in America. In order to win back consumers from drinking coffee, soft drinks and beer, there have been large advertising campaigns. The advertising campaign in the United States has been on such a large scale that it has cost more than the value of the tea actually sold during the period of the campaign. The heavy cost of this kind of advertising, as well as the severe cutthroat competition between retailers, has resulted in very poor quality tea being sold. Most of us know that the tea we drink comes mainly from India and Ceylon. In recent years, there has been an expansion of the tea growing areas in other parts of the world. Much of this tea is of a poorer quality, and as a result, it is cheaper than the better quality tea grown in the older areas. However, even in the older areas, there has been an expansion of tea estates in the last few years. These newer areas are generally on poorer soils, therefore the quality of the tea is not so good as it is from other parts of the same estate. In addition to the problem of this low quality tea being sold, there is the problem of overproduction. As a result of estates being created in new areas at a time of falling demand, there is more tea available than is required. In the case of coffee, there is an international agreement which regulates the amount of the coffee that can be grown and exported by the various countries. Each country is given a quota, and there are penalties for exporting in excess of this quota. This is not the case with the production and export of tea. There used to be an international tea agreement, and many believe that if the present situation continues, the government of the producing countries will be forced in time to agree to the regulation of tea exports. If they regulate exports and ensure that only the better qualities are exported, then a smaller quantity of tea will be sold at a much higher price. In this way, the tea sales will bring to those countries a great return in foreign exchange. Another reason for the dismay among tea producers is the continued bad weather conditions in the tea growing areas. Not only does the weather affect the growing condition of the crop, but also it leads, in many cases, to unsettled labour forces. They demand increased wages for having to work in bad weather, and until their demands are satisfied, there are strikes and other labour troubles. The tea producers of India have also had to suffer from the recent troubles between that country and Pakistan. Producers in India have been helped by their governments in only a very limited way. There is a tax credit scheme to encourage exporters, but this is limited to 2% of the exporters' foreign exchange earnings. On the other hand, they are faced with a 5% increase in corporation tax. If the tea company is a foreign one, it has to pay corporation tax at no less than 70%. When, in addition, we take into consideration the large amount of indirect taxation, which it also pays, little profit remains for its owners. A few occasions I slipped below 260, but mostly it was at least 250.